Welcome to the Hope United Podcast, where we're creating a culture of worship, family, and discipleship. We hope this message challenges, inspires, and gives you hope today. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. Last week, we started this series called Listen, and we're talking about hearing God's voice. I believe that in every season of our life, we need to be able to hear the voice of God. It's difficult sometimes because there's a lot of voices, there's a lot of noise going on in our world and in our life, but there are things that God wants to speak to us. There's encouragement, there's correction, there's strategy, there's insight. There's so much that God wants to give us in every season if we'll just learn to listen. And if we're not listening, we're going to miss something important. And so God wants to teach us how to do that. He wants to teach us how to hear his voice. Listening is not just something for preachers. It's also for every believer. John 10:27 says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they will follow me." Amen? So we're going to talk a little bit more about listening. Look at somebody and say, "I'm ready to learn how to listen a little bit better." Today, I want to dive in 1 Kings 19, if you'll go there with me or read with us. Then he said, "Go out," this is God saying to Elijah, he says, "Go out and stand on the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by, and a great and strong wind tore into the mountain and broke the rocks into pieces before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice." So it was when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle, and he went out and he stood in the entrance of the cave. Suddenly a voice came to him. In this story, we see that there was a strong wind, there was an earthquake, there was a fire, and then there was a still, small voice. Like we talked about last week, there's going to be many things happening in different seasons of our life, many voices speaking, many circumstances happening in our life. But in the middle of the storm, there was a wind, there was an earthquake, there was a fire, but there was a still, small voice. And Elijah had to learn how to listen and distinguish God's voice in the middle of everything else that was happening in his life. In South Florida, we're no stranger to strong winds. We call them hurricanes. Amen. And hurricanes can cause tremendous damage. They can cause a lot of fear as soon as they start talking about it and they start given reports on the news media. People start frantically going to the grocery store and buying groceries and getting gas, and they know that strong winds are coming. And the truth is, if you haven't built correctly, strong winds can blow your roof off and cause other significant damage. The scripture tells us that Elijah was on the mountain, and the strong winds were breaking apart rocks and tearing into the mountain. A strong wind can not only get your attention, but it can consume your mind in different seasons. When there's strong winds, there's a storm going on, and it's difficult to get your mind off of the problems and the challenges. But hearing God's voice is about learning how to focus in the middle of all of that. Hearing from God is about learning how to focus. If I want to listen, I have to be able to focus when all hell is breaking loose. Anybody ever been there that all hell was breaking loose in your life and you had to learn how to dial down the noise and try to listen? Circumstances are going to go crazy, but God has a word. And it may feel like important things in our life are being blown away or destroyed in certain seasons, but we have to focus even more in those seasons so that we can listen for God's voice. When strong winds are blowing in your life, it's important to focus, make space, and listen. This is for somebody today. When strong winds are blowing in your life, you have to focus, make space, and listen. The scripture says that the strong wind was blowing and tearing into the mountain, but God wasn't in the storm. Elijah had to listen for something else. Turn to somebody and say, listen for something else. Far too often we're listening to the circumstances, we're listening to the problem, we're listening to the pain, we're listening to the pain point, but we're not listening for the right thing. And then the Bible says, then came an earthquake. Now we don't know much about earthquakes down here in South Florida, but in California, they experience them all the time. They have little ones, they have big ones, they have medium ones, and earthquakes can separate streets, they can level buildings, they can smash cars, they can rearrange your furniture. Sometimes in our lives, there is a shaking. Scripture tells us that everything that can be shaken will be shaken. So we should almost expect that sooner or later in our lives, stuff is going to get shaken. God has already prepared us for that reality. If you're reading your scripture, you know that's going to happen at some point in time. At some point in time in your life, there's going to be a shaking. So with Elijah, after the strong wind, there's this earthquake. Can you imagine what a scary moment? In the middle, first there's a hurricane, then there's an earthquake, and everything around Elijah is shaken. We've talked earlier this year about becoming God's unshakable people. That's important. It's important that we don't forget the things that God is telling us. He's telling us that we need to be his unshakable people, that even when everything around us is shaking, we can build on something that's so secure and strong that we won't be shaken. This is how Jesus said it in Matthew 7:24. Anyone who listens to my teaching and follows it is wise, like a person who builds his house on solid rock. And when the winds come, when the storms blow, that house is going to still be standing at the end of the day. So all of this is happening, and somehow Elijah is able to maintain his focus. There's a hurricane, but Elijah isn't distracted by the hurricane. There's an earthquake, but Elijah understands that God is not in the hurricane or the earthquake. There's still something else. Look at someone and say, there's something else. There's still something that God is trying to say. When everything in your life is shaking, that's the time more than ever to stand on the Word of God. When we stand on the Word of God, we become unshakable. When you build on the Word of God, you become unshakable. When you stand on the principles of God, you're going to be unshakable. So when we build our house on the Word of God, and storms come, and earthquakes come, and hurricanes come, we're not going to be shaken. When you build your life and your mentality on the Word of God, your mind will be unshakable in the middle of storms. And here's the important part. When you build your life on the Word of God, it becomes easier to distinguish the voice of God in the middle of the storm. When you build your life on the Word of God, when you spend time developing yourself in the Word of God, in the middle of disaster, in the middle of challenges, in the middle of all hell breaking loose, you'll be able to still distinguish the voice of God. If you haven't built your life on the Word of God when everything begins to shake, you won't have the perspective to hear His voice with clarity. So what should you do? In good times, in easy times, build on the Word of God. Build your life on the Word of God. Build the Word of God into your life. Read the Word of God. Rehearse the Word of God. Why? Because it is your safety net. David said it like this. Proverbs says it like this in Proverbs 18:10. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous can run into it and are safe. So in good times, what am I doing? I'm building a fortress. I'm building a defense system by turning to the rock. Where do you take cover? You take cover in the rock. If you're in good times, calm times, build on the rock. And if you're already in the middle of the storm, watch this, run to the rock. It's not too late. Scripture says, call upon the name of the Lord and be saved. Now, the best course of action is already build it into your life so that there's not an emergency when the storm comes, right? You got a hurricane shelter, you got a fallout shelter, right? But if you haven't, you can still run to the rock. Hide yourself in him, and you'll begin to find peace, clarity, as you begin to build, even in the middle of the storm. So after the hurricane, and after the earthquake, it says there was a fire. Fire is a powerful symbol throughout the Word of God, because fire often represents purification and refinement. There's going to be seasons in your life that are tough, that are difficult, but they're going to refine your character. There's going to be seasons that things are stripped out of your life. Sometimes the process is difficult. Sometimes there's pain in the process. But if we'll allow God to work through the process, the fire will refine us. How many have been through a season you felt refined? A season you felt pressed? The world says what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, but God tells us that he is a refining fire. And whatever the enemy intends for evil, God can turn it for our good. The word tells us that even when difficulties come, the righteous may fall seven times, but they'll get back up. Again, it tells us something about the fire. It gives us greater insight to what the fire can produce in our life if we surrender to God. If we don't surrender to God, the fire burns us up. When the process gets hot, right, we get burned up. But if we turn to God, if we surrender to God, God can do powerful things. There are going to be seasons when the fire comes. Things are going to be removed from our lives. Difficulties are going to come. They'll either make you or break you, depending on if you surrender to God. James 1, 2 through 4 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. So let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything." These circumstances will either make you better and more refined, or if you don't turn to God, they can break your spirit and leave you in a place of hopelessness. That's what we find in our world. Many times people are broken, people are hopeless, because when the tough time came and the fire came, they didn't turn to God, or they didn't have that relationship with God to know to turn to him. And so the scenario, the situation, the problem broke them. This is where hope comes in. Scripture says, "Christ in you is the hope of glory." We have a hope in God that no matter what fire comes against us, no matter what circumstance we face, no matter what we have to walk through, there is something greater that God has for us on the other side. Can I say it again? There's something greater that God has for us on the other side. No matter what fire you may be walking through today, God has something greater for you on the other side. I may have to walk through the fire, but I'm coming out as pure gold. I may have to go through a season that feels like hell, but I'm coming out as pure gold on the other side. Somebody needs to hear that today. Job was afflicted. He was tormented. He suffered tremendous loss, but he clung to God. He went through the fire, and he came out stronger. Joseph was betrayed by his brothers. He was lied about. He was thrown into prison. He clung to God. He went through the fire, and he came out a much greater man. What will you cling to? What will you cling to? Some people cling to resentment. Some cling to bitterness. Some cling to jealousy. Some cling to revenge. Other people cling to God and the hope that is found in him. We're all going to go through fires. But the question is, what or who will you cling to? There's a word that God wants to give us right in the middle of the fire. If you're going through it, there's a word that God has for you right in the middle of your circumstance. Right in the middle of refinement, right in the middle of persecution, right in the middle of opposition. If we cling to him, we will hear his voice. We have to learn to listen even in the middle of the fire. Lastly, after this hurricane, after the earthquake, after this refining fire, 1 Kings 19:12 said, there was a still small voice. Some translations say it like this, and I read this week, and it said, a delicate whispering voice. After the hurricane, after the earthquake, after the wildfire, there was a delicate whispering voice. I want you to think about, after all this traumatic experience that Elijah went through, there was a delicate whispering voice. If we learn to focus through the hurricane, if we can learn to ground ourselves in the Word in the middle of earthquakes, if we can learn to cling to Him in the middle of the fire, we're going to hear His voice. Sometimes it isn't loud. Sometimes it isn't abrasive. Sometimes it isn't jarring. Sometimes it's a delicate whispering voice. If you're expecting God to always be loud, you're going to miss something important. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. There are some important moments, there are some important messages that He wants to give you, but it's going to be in the quiet moments. Sometimes He's speaking in the delicate whispering voice, so we have to listen. This month, I went to the audiologist because after years and years of doing music on loud stages, I said, you know what? After over 30 years of doing music, let me just go and test my hearing just to be safe so that I know what's going on, so that I can kind of be a good steward. And so the audiologist puts me in this booth where it's sound treated, you can't hear anything except for whatever they put. And they put these headphones on me, and he said, we're going to put a tone in there, and you tell me when you hear the tone. First, the tone is going to be loud, and then it's going to get softer, and it's going to get softer, and it's going to get softer. So I'm sitting there, I'm listening as hard as I can. I don't want to fail the test. And it's first, it's loud, and it's present, and it's quieter. And it's quieter. It's quieter. It's quieter. I said, okay, now we're going to switch to words. We're going to give you a word, and I want you to repeat the word that you hear. And it's going to start loud, and then it's going to get quieter, and softer, softer. And so he started, and I'm listening. I hear a word. I hear a word, and I had to focus to listen in the middle of what was going on. I want to tell you, God wants to speak to you, but we have to learn how to listen. Sometimes what He's saying is a delicate, soft, whispering voice. And we have to train our ears, because sometimes there's lots of loud stuff going on around us. There's storms. There's shaking. There's other voices going on. But can we distinguish? Can we hear? Can we learn to listen? God has a word for us in every season of our life. Learning to walk with Him is learning how to listen. My sheep will know my voice, and they're not going to listen to another. My sheep will listen to my voice, and they won't be confused by another. That's what God wants for us. That's what I want for us too. I want us to be able to hear what God is saying to us in this season. In every season, will you bow your heads? Can we pray together? God, I thank You, Lord, for each and every person that's here. Lord, I thank You that You would let us continue to hone our ability to hear your voice. God, we want to hear you in the loud seasons, in the quiet seasons, in the busy seasons, in the slow seasons, in every season, God. We want to be able to hear your voice. Take us on a journey of learning how to listen. God, thank you that you do want to speak to us. And God, thank you that you are speaking to us. So God, teach us how to take advantage by learning how to listen. God, as heads are bowed, eyes are closed, maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not where I need to be in my relationship with God. I feel like I've just drifted away, but I want to reconnect with him today. I want to have that relationship with Jesus. I want to feel his presence. I want to hear his voice. I want to walk with him. If you feel like you've drifted and you want to reconnect, just slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. Amen. Or maybe you say, Pastor, I'm not sure. I've been around religious environments. I've been around religious people, but I've never really said yes to Jesus. Yes, Jesus, I want you to be my Lord. Yes, Jesus, I want you to be my King. If that's you, you said, I don't know if I've ever really prayed that prayer. If that's you, slip up your hand. I want to pray with you today. Amen. 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 There's something powerful when we say yes to Jesus. There's no other decision that's more important than saying yes to Jesus. It makes all the difference. And that's where we spend the rest of our lives. If you slipped up your hand, I just want you to pray this prayer with me. And everybody that agrees with this, you can pray this too. Jesus, thank you for your love. Thank you for dying on the cross for me before I even knew you. Thank you for loving me before I ever sought you out. Jesus, give me your grace. Jesus, apply the perfect work that you did on the cross to my life and wipe away every sin. I'm sorry for the times I've sinned, the times I made bad choices, the times I've drifted away. I need your help. I need your forgiveness. And I receive your free gift of forgiveness today. Help me follow you. Help me walk in your footsteps. I want to live a life that pleases the Father. Help me do that in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Come on, let's give God the praise today. Thanks again for listening. If you like this podcast, remember to share and subscribe. For more information or to connect with us, go to hopeunited.church. And remember, if God is with you, you will be undefeated.